There's no doubt. The Lord gave us a heavenly clock, you know, and that they couldn't mess with, because they could maybe change a word here or there to make it confusing for us to try to understand the Bible, but they can't change the stars. And the Lord set this in the heavens, and there's no changing it.
Welcome to Flyover Conservative Podcast with David and Stacey Whited, where we break down current events and examine culture through the lens of conservative Christian values. Hello, Flyover family. Welcome. Oh my gosh. What a great day. So excited to be with you all today. Did you see my shirt?
Great day to wake up, speak up, show up.
Yes, I've got my awesome shirt on. I think this is our number one selling shirt.
By far number one.
Yeah.
Because people are waking up, they're speaking up,
yep.
and they're showing up. And we got a great guest for you today that's going to help you do more of that.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. If you are new to Flyover Conservatives, make sure you check us out on Rumble. Go to rumble.com/Flyover Conservatives. Also, make sure you text us so you're part of the text group. You know, in this world today, you just never know where we might be. So text us at 816-579-1144, 816-579-1144, and text the code FLYOVER. By the way, you sound like I sounded on Monday.
I know.
You got this sexy, raspy voice there.
You can tell we have a good marriage because whatever she had a few days ago, I've got, which means we've probably been spending good time together.
That's exactly right.
That's okay. I'd rather be sick with you than healthy without you.
That was pretty good.
Yeah,
thanks,
well, it's true. It's true. I want what you got. So,
thank you.
And I want a lot of what you got, which is just a lot of joy, a lot of hope, a lot of excitement.
Yep.
And I think that there's going to be something coming from this episode today that's going to give you that. If you felt at all over these last few weeks any despair, any heavy, or man, things are dragging out in some areas, or what's going on in our country, what's going on in our world, and you kind of tend to maybe look to your left and your right and nobody has answers, and you're like, oh, what are we going to do? And you feel any sense, any version of hopelessness, we're going to squash that for you today.
Because that's rooted in a lie.
It is.
Anytime you find hopelessness, it's definitely not from our Heavenly Father.
One of my mentors, Bill Johnson, used to say that all the time. He said, any situation that has no sense of hope is also rooted in a lie.
Yeah.
And we're going to be talking about that with our guest today that I started following about a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago. I don't remember now.
I remember going on hikes and listening to things that she was putting out. And was like, oh my gosh, this is so good. She brings the Bible to life, almost like a Juan O'Savin, you know, when Juan is like sharing stories of...
Great storyteller.
Yeah, she's the same way. And she's talking about scripture and it's like, oh, that comes to life. It's really fun and exciting.
So excitement brings it to life. You know, I went to a Christian school growing up and I had a lot of Bible teachers. They weren't all a lot of fun. They weren't all hopeful. They weren't all full of love either, necessarily. And when you have somebody that has the love of Jesus tied into every single story and then tied into our current events, it really puts together kind of a unique situation. So we got an opportunity to meet her in person a couple of weeks ago in Tampa, Florida.
And I think she's actually going to be in Grand Rapids with us, so we'll and get Colorado to that.
We got a picture, but let's bring her on here in the beginning. She's an author. She's a missionary. She's a lifelong Bible study teacher. She goes 100,000 miles an hour. So if you're not warmed up, you might want to loosen up the rotator cuffs and do a hang 10, because just listening to her, you might pull a hamstring.
True.
And so get ready to
It's like getting a drink from a fire hydrant.
Get ready to get downloaded on. We're going to learn a lot. She's an amazing author. We're going to talk about this book here today, 1,000 Years of Peace. I know a lot of you would like 1,000 minutes of peace right now,
yes.
or 1,000 seconds of peace, but it is coming, and we're going to talk about that exact thing today. So bring out Melissa Red Pill the World.
Woohoo! Welcome! Yay! Round of applause.
It is so great to have you on it. We were listening to you before we ever had a show, but you know, I'd never even met someone who had done a podcast when we started this in January. And so we just kind of started figuring out. We got these mics because I watched Joe Rogan. I was like, what kind of mics is he having? So I went to the store and showed him a picture. I want this mic. And so we just kind of put it together. And so, but way before all that, we were listening to you. We were taking in information and of all of these voices going on out there. And then I think we got a picture here. We got a chance to meet you in Tampa. And it was it was 180 degrees and 250% humidity that day.
Yes.
And we saw your 1111 shirt, and we've been talking on phone and text before that. But Stacey, I'd bought that for her because 1111's been her number forever.
Oh my gosh, we started 111. Seeing 111 and 1111, I think back in like 2012.
Yeah.
And we would see it multiple times a day. We still do, still today.
When you're watching a movie, we'd pause it and then we, you know, go do what we came back and it's like, oh man, we paused it at an hour and 11 minutes.
Yep.
Or it's always something. It's
or you
always.
Have 111 emails or, you know, all kinds of cool things. And so it was really fun to see that you've been seeing the same thing.
A lot of people have. And yeah, 11-11. Wearing that shirt, I was like, I'm going to have to change shirts because I couldn't walk 5 feet without someone going, why do I always see 11-11?
There's something on that. So we got her picture made with you on that. She didn't have hers on that day. But for your, I'd sent you the picture of our shirt. But that was us together in Tampa at the Reawaken America event with General Flynn. And I don't know, are you going to be at the ones coming up here in Michigan and Colorado Springs?
Everything is in process. We are working on all of that.
We'll put a flyer up on here. There's one coming up in Anaheim in July. We don't have the flyer for that up here. But Stacy and I are going to be at Michigan and Colorado. We're going to have a party. We're in a ballroom.
Well, just like we did, because Melissa showed up at our last party. One. That was really fun.
She came to our party. We like to just get believers together, get patriots together, get conservatives together, because they feel isolated and alone sometimes at home. And even if they come to a big event and there's thousands and thousands of people, it's like, hey, the flyover family kind of all get together. So we had Mel Kay and Melissa came by and Ann Vanderstil was there and lots of others. So
the Iowa Mama Bears.
Iowa Mama Bears were there. So August 19th, 2021, we're going to be in Grand Rapids, Michigan, September 24th and 25th in Colorado Springs.
And then we're going to be in San Antonio, which is coming up in November. So that's pretty exciting as well.
So we're going to be throwing parties at all those. Melissa, any of those that you're at, we'd love you to come and meet everybody, then get their picture made with you and all this kind of stuff.
The number scrolling down below. To get tickets, you can just text 918-851-0102 and then just text the word flyover. They'll give you a discount, but also the important part of that as well as the discount, but we can stay in contact with you. It lets us know that you purchased tickets and then we will send you a text so that you'll know when the party's going to be.
I know April Moss is going to be at the one in Michigan with us, the whistleblower on Project Veritas. So there's going to be a lot of cool people at that party. The Michigan one, I am double dog, especially looking forward to, because the home church, every church is a little different, right? And this one in Michigan is fired up, spirit-filled. They might just smack you on the head when you walk in the door.
One of the pastors there. It's going to be so incredible.
They're so positive. They're so full of hope. They're so full of faith. They make me nervous. And that's the kind of place you want to be at. So, Melissa, thanks for being on our show today in this conversation. And I have no idea where this is going to go. It's like, you know, I watched you and Clay Clark the other day talking, and both of you guys have this vibe. When you have a conversation with either of you, it's like riding a bull by standing on its back barefooted and entering in your Apple ID on your remote control at the same time. It's not like, possible. Oh my God, what's going on? How do I do this? And then so you and Clay at the same time was just like,
cannot be contained.
Right? he's off the charts though. I'm telling you.
It's like taking two cats and duct taping their tails together or something. And then they're running around.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you guys jumped in to do a podcast. And you know, I wasn't planning on doing this either, you know? And then I was like, I have something I've got to say.
Yes.
And now like 400 videos later, you know, there's just something that compels us. And a lot of the people are being compelled either to do, you know, tweeting or on Telegram or whatever it is, you know, we all have this role to play. And that's what's so cool. And this is even a promise of the Lord that this army would rise up and each of us would do the job that he would put on each of our hearts. So kudos to you guys for doing that.
You have a massive following on Telegram. On YouTube, you had videos, some of them 500,000 views big. I mean, hundreds and hundreds, hundreds of thousands of views. And then one day just poof.
Gone.
You're over the target. You're over the target. Deep state didn't like it.
No.
And you were gone, swiped off the face of the earth, never existed. The founders of YouTube tore their clothes. Melissa's dead to me. She's gone. But you're in pretty good company, because if they can do that also to the president of the United States and others, then, you know, you're just another bug on the windshield. But you know what? You didn't go away. You went over. And so now your primary home base is BitChute.
Okay.
Production or...
I'm on Rumble and BitChute, which I was posting on those before, but you know, my primary home was YouTube, but I don't even know how many Twitter accounts I had. I've like lost count. I did, cause they kept removing me. And then Facebook, I had a lot of folks who were getting to hear the truth on Facebook. And then, you know, they just gone. They removed me from Reddit, from MailChimp. I mean, it's just like every which way, but that's okay. So, but Telegram is the place where my home base, It's a Telegram Freedom Force Battalion. And so whenever I post, wherever I post, that's what we were talking about. No matter what, where I get moved from this place to there, I post it on Telegram. And the great thing is I've been able to say anything I want on Telegram and BitChute and Rumble.
Wow.
And now that the president is on Rumble, I feel like that's where we're going to be.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to move over to Rumble.
Now we're kind of all in on Rumble as well.
Yeah. Now for people in the flyover family that maybe have not seen you before, tell our family a little bit about yourself.
What's your 2-minute commercial?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, as far as like what got me started, you know,
You're born at a young age and all this stuff.
Right. Serial number. I was raised in church. But I wasn't saved until I was, I'm going to tell my age if I don't watch it. Anyway, September 8th, 1984 was a huge day for me. It was just between me and God. I'm like, okay, doesn't need to be anything big and showy. I'm like, I just need to get real with God. Mm-hmm. This is playing like being churchy and then being fake that was too hard. I'm like, yeah. I was over it. And so, it was so funny. And I want to encourage anyone who's kind of on that fence and you're like, I'm not sure if really being 100% walking with the Lord is really going to work for me. Trust me, it's going to be awesome. The moment you do, you just feel this burden off your back. You just feel like I can breathe now, and you don't feel like you're having to live two, double lives, whatever.
Yeah.
And so it was the funniest thing because I'll never forget. I opened the Word and I'd read, every Bible story I've been taught, all the stories, whatever. And all of a sudden, but it was as the Lord was speaking directly to me.
Huge.
And he was leading me out, and it was words of life. Mm. And it was so funny. I had a Bible with me constantly. So I immediately had a voracious appetite for the Word of God. And so I just began, studying and studying and studying. And then you don't know what the Lord has planned, but that can't be a bad thing for you to just be in the Word.
Right.
But I didn't go to seminary or anything like that. I taught my kids, Bible clubs in the neighborhood. And to be honest, I wasn't that terribly popular in church. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm really nice. I really am. I don't know why, but anyway, my mom says just the other day, I heard her, I walked in the room and she says, Melissa's gotten bitten by the bug. I'm like, what do you mean? I have two uncles who are street preachers.
Oh, wow.
Great, great uncles. And I didn't realize that. So this is, I think the Lord has really blessed our family. And anyway, so that's kind of my history. And then about 10 years ago, I was working for, this is so funny, y'all. I was working for a big bank. And first of all, I was working for a management company, and I was able to have Bible studies at the work, and mm-hmm. which was so cool. The Lord opened up a door for us to do that at both of these companies that I worked for back to back. And it was so weird because I'm like, we're having really this great vibe, this great fellowship it's just a little Bible study that we're having at work. I got to be honest. I wasn't really always feeling that at the church. It felt so controlled, mm-hmm. And so I said, well, maybe, I don't know. I think ecclesia is really the wave of the future, where we just gather in small groups. You don't have to have something big, big is good many times, but make sure you have that close knit, close fellowship with, 10, 12 people. All right.
Yep.
And so I really like that. So, at that point, they came in one day, and they canned us all. They're all out of there.
Really?
Like 70 something of us. They shut down their offices in the Houston area. I'm in the Houston area. And so I'm like, okay, now Lord, what? And so, I'm praying and I'm talking to my husband, and I had another couple of months, it was so cool to see lives changed. I had people coming to this Bible study who had not been in church on all their lives. One lady was 62 years old and she put her faith in Christ. It was so, so fun.
Wow,
so cool.
That's
to see
awesome.
Her life completely transformed. And then her daughter, who'd been on drugs literally for 40 years, and her life was transformed. It was just so, I never tell the story. I don't know how you got me to tell the story. Anyway, so.
I love it.
That was just so cool to me. And I'm like, this is where the Lord, I know, I told my husband, I said, I just feel like I need to do this. And he says, if that's what the Lord's leading you to do, then you need I'm not going to tell you no for sure. And so in our little town, we live in a small town and kind of a poor town, and people have come across the border and, like 17 in a trailer. and some in desperate plights. And so just, I began to go to have a small group with them in the neighborhoods or even at the schools. And we would have prayer and just the same thing at the school. The kids loved it. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of fatherlessness here. And so it just really, they loved it. So I've been doing that for 10 years. Then I found out probably more than I should have found out. Anyway, but that's another story. But getting into the schools, you might find out some stuff, whatever. So at that point, just before President Trump was elected, was when I found out about the WikiLeaks. Mm-hmm. And that's where everything kind of just, it just was like a giant change in my world. It rocked my world to the core. I think the Lord was preparing me. You know, if you can keep the attention of teenagers, mm-hmm. you can do anything.
Yeah.
And I also, backing up a little bit, I have recorded 900 scripture songs. Did y'all know that? Y'all
mm-hmm. might, yeah. Actually, that. David was just talking about that today. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
So I have a ton of scripture memory up in my head. Okay. And so, then helping, just there with a little jingle, how many jingles do you know? Like millions. It's hard to memorize something, but it's easy to, if it's a jingle.
Yep. So that's so true.
That aspect. So then, it gets to the part of the awakening.
Mm-hmm. So does that tell you the answer? We've always been a researcher, and it sounds like that's probably something that God probably had deep in you your whole life. It was like a mm-hmm. seed planted. And then, you kind of come to a situation that's like, oh, I was made for this. You get saved, and all of a sudden you're in the Bible every day and you're researching, and you're, mm-hmm. you're a digger. Some people just, you can kind of give them an answer and okay. And they just kind of go on, but you're kind of one of those people that somebody just gives you an answer and you're like, okay, that's a doorway to all the other information. Like an answer from a man is not the end of the road for you. It's a doorway to more information. Sounds like.
Yeah. That's what happened to Daniel. I don't know if you remember. The Lord told him an answer and he's like, but do it, but what, And so, if you're happy with the simple answer, that's great. But you want more.
And I think the whole world is kind of that way right now. And
they are.
And there's several things that you mentioned there of, large organized church is great, but it's very easy to just check the box and come in and you're sort of coasting on somebody else's stories. Like they're doing the hard work in private and then they come in public and share it. And that's all that you're getting. And I think God's moving the world towards a place of personal ownership of these big, important topics, personal ownership of your faith. Mm-hmm. Like it's not just, hey, what does your priest or your, pastor or, religious, what are they saying? It's like, what are you finding out in private alone with
What's
the Lord?
What's God saying to you?
Like, what are you finding out personally about your medical, stuff and your health? And it's like, you have, rock star, doctors nowadays, that have famous people and shows and they all have opinions and you take in all this data, but, I better make my own choice mm-hmm. up for my own self. And then, just in politics and events, in the past, people are like, well, every 4 years, I'm going to vote for a president or something. And maybe if you're really into it, you're going to come out in the midterms. And now they're realizing like civics, like, oh, my governor's a big deal. If I live in Michigan, I can't buy grass seed, mm-hmm. And like, it's like, well, how come, and like people are awake now and they're not just along for the ride. They're like, oh, okay, this is why. And they're reading the Constitution and they're getting into it. So those three pillars, I see people really taking a lot of personal ownership and moving towards what you just said, a key words, ecclesia, the home church where you're mm-hmm. you're meeting together in private. And then, you could do communion with five friends and just pray for each other's families and stuff. And like, bam, you just did first century church.
Right. And it's very powerful when you get together in that type of situation to pray and you're saying, Lord, give us, we want our community back.
Yes.
And guide us. And that's how the Lord guided me on running for school board. And a couple of my other buddies in our ecclesia are running for school board. And, I was able to get on the school board and it was birthed out of that. And then also, one is doing like helping to make sure that people have the food pantry. It's, mm-hmm. For people and another on the city council. And, that's really what ecclesia is about. It's supposed to be the ruling council.
That's and the Bible said
the Lord told us that we will rule and reign with him. It's not on a cloud. Mm-hmm. It's here. It's on earth. He says, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And how does that happen? We have to take that ownership. Like you said,
man, so that is true. I think especially when you see what happened, in 2020 with the church being closed, where a lot of times people were dependent on that to be fed. And then the church gets closed and it's like, oh my gosh, where am I going to get fed? And it was like, no, God's like, no, I want to be your source. I want to feed you. And something I've really seen, you know, it was huge in Tampa, was just talking to the general population. They were saying, over the last 6 months to 1 year, I have rededicated my life to the Lord, you know, or I met Jesus for the first time. You're hearing that over and over and over again. You know, even from the stage we heard it, Roger Stone was saying the same thing, you know, over the last 6 months, Patrick, you know, or Patrick Burns said the same
thing. David Nino Rodriguez, we're going to have him on our show next week. And he's said several times, like, man, I went from like, you know, a mess out here to like no longer drinking, no longer. And it's like, man, this whole other side.
Yeah, people are realizing, you know, we need Jesus, and not just to know about him, but to have a personal relationship.
Not behavior with Jesus. Modification, Jesus. Yeah. Like, I have no answers. I have no hope. I need him because that's
right.
It's like, this is real. Like, yes. I'm lost. I have no directions. I need him.
Right. And I think we're all, that's a big part of the pouring out of God's Spirit. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, I think that's also part of Joel chapter 2. It says, then I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Yep. And so that's what's happening, is we're sensing that need of him. We're praying for real, like not just, you know, just grace over the food. We're like, Lord, I need you. Yes. I need you to direct me. And like when you were talking about the medical things, my mom was extremely ill. She was on 3 opioids a day. Mm. She lost 20 pounds in like 6 months. I was panic stricken before the Lord. I'm like, Lord, you know the answer. I need you. I need you to direct me to who can help my mom, because these doctors are going to kill her and they don't know the answer, or I don't know what's the problem, but I know that I need you to give me the direction. Right. Yeah. And like, where do I go? Right. And because you don't want to go to one thing and it's just out of the frying pan into the fire.
Right.
Turns out my mom is now completely opioid free.
Wow.
No pain medicine at all. Yes. This is through Prescribing Life. It's an amazing thing. You've got to, if you know anybody who's in pain, you've got to check it out. I'm so thankful. There are only 2 doctors in America that do this treatment.
Wow.
It is non-invasive. It's not surgery. It's small lidocaine, and it stops the pain sensors in your nerves. They're all swollen, and it just calms them down, and it stops them from doing that pinball deal. But it's that very same thing you're talking about, David, is that we are listening to him and saying, Lord, direct us to the answer.
Yes.
And it's a beautiful, it's just a beautiful thing. It's on a daily walk.
Yeah. Well, yes. 2 things are happening at the same time. People are realizing, I need to own my own faith. I need to personally own my own medical. I need to own my own political views personally. And then at the same time, realizing, you know, the church has vacated some of these spaces. And you're like, well, God really cares about personally being involved in my faith. I don't need, you know, just what my pastor works on for 6 days and I hear from him on the 7th. Like, God's involved in that. God is involved in the medical. He is the great healer. He has great answers, that he's interested in that side. That you know, the Bible, man, is not void of
answers.
Of answers in the political arena.
Yeah.
If it's anything, it's a political handbook of how to deal with rulers in power and how to speak truth to power, and that God is concerned with the political realms of our world. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, from John the Baptist to Jesus himself, you know, and so it's like, we need to own those things, and then God's interested in those things. And I think we've kind of thought neither of those were true for a long time.
And he clearly knew what we were up against more than we did.
Right.
God, you don't think God's surprised?
He knew.
Did 2020 catch God off guard?
No,
not at all.
is he chewing his nails, or what's God? Right,
not at all.
Nope.
So, and he even told us this was the great day. And we're going to show the sign here in a little bit, because this is the Lord told us. And I got to see this. Okay. So when I'm teaching the kids at the school, you know, I was able to find the Bethlehem star, and it's actually 2 stars. As I've told you guys before, it's the conjunction of Venus and Jupiter. And it's so amazing. And the wise men knew what it was going to be. And that's how they got on their camels. And sure as the world, Jesus was being born. They were right. Okay. Yeah. And so that knowledge is available to us, but we have to search diligently. We have to ask the Lord and pray, and he will guide us. You know, I was just asking my husband the other day, I'm like, how did this happen with, you know, my mom? You know, he says, it's just amazing. I said, the Lord is just so good that he directs our thoughts. He directs our actions. He directs our steps. And it might be a leapfrog. He might direct you to one person that directs you to the answer. You know, it may be 2 or 3 steps, but just trust him and he will guide you. He said he promised.
He's got the answers. Now, you have hundreds of videos. We were kind of going through those earlier today. I was impressed. I thought that's all there were. Each one of those wasn't a video. It was a playlist of videos.
That's pretty amazing.
That break things down. And so, you know, any of you out there that are researchers and, hey, this is like a new realm. Those are not videos there. Those are doorways to videos. Those are like whole rooms. It's like back in the old day when you go to like Blockbuster. It's like, you know, each one of those are like an aisle of videos.
You know? Yeah, because you have Revelation Made Easy, which I'm sure like people that are watching today, they would like to have Revelation Made Easy, but it has like 90 videos in that alone.
So the information's easy, just working your way through all 90 might be hard. And so
right. You know, people can break these things down. Well, I have one that's just the summary. One is just the summary of Revelation. Mm-hmm. So if they, you know, so they don't have to watch all 90 to get it, you know, but we've been misled. Remember it says that the devil who, I think this is Revelation 20 verse 10. I've got a little song to it. The devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone and will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Revelation 20:10. Anyway, so wow. That's one of my little, isn't that fun? So yeah, it's like how easy it is to memorize with a jingle. Yeah. Anyway, so, but yeah, he deceived us. He deceived everybody. He didn't just deceive me on a personal level where I was doing things that would cause me to feel guilt and feel far from God. He's deceived all of humanity by, as we know about the cabal, mm-hmm. who worship Satan, and that they were hidden. We thought that these were wonderful people, and we've learned otherwise. We've learned that these are the very ones who are our enemies, who are criminals in all these high places. So they've deceived us, but he's going to be cast out. And that's what's so great about this day. But yeah, so that playlist is so great. I love that playlist, Revelation. And then I also love the one, The Lost Tribes of Israel. That is a whole wonderful thing. You know, whatever they've tried to keep us away from finding out, that's exactly what I want to know.
Yes.
Okay. That's
so people are yep, I think right there's a lot of people that are kind of coming into this world and there's lots of people that are just kind of now waking up. Mm-hmm. I think there'll be people, you know, right now we're in, you know, the summer of 2021, but I think there'll be people in the fall. There'll be people later on that are like, what?
What's been like coming out of their slumber, you know, it's like, oh wow. What's been going on? I had no idea.
They got like bears coming out of a cave in the spring or something, you know, they're gonna like, you know, squinting and like, what's going on? These resources will be available for them. And you have some intel for us today that I think is interesting because it pertains to the stars in the heaven. And that is
that God put there,
that God created,
that the enemies tried to make us steer away from. You know, like, oh, don't go there. That's
and
voodoo.
The church is vacated out of either a lack of knowledge or cowardice to be able to say, hey, just because the devil tries to repurpose these things. And, you know, it's crazy sometimes when I find out that these Luciferians, that the cabal, that these people, they have more faith in the truths of the Bible than we do.
Yeah.
They have more faith and belief in God and what he's doing than the Christians do many times, because they're using dates and symbols and things that to mark the, you know, their times. But these things were all created by God.
They know them.
Yes.
God created music. The devil can maybe, you know, use it for something bad. God created sex between one man and one woman, and the devil can use it for something bad and nefarious.
Twisted.
Mm-hmm. God created the stars in the skies and placed them there. The devil might repurpose things, but he's only a repurposer. He's not a creator.
Right.
And so you have some intel for us today about what is God saying to us through his creation, and something that seems so far away actually has a lot to say to our situation right now in 2021.
It's so beautiful. And I felt the same way, David and Stacy and everybody who's listening. You know, I was raised in church and they said, don't mess with the stars, because it was like, they talked about, it was just for horoscopes. And, you know, I never talked to the stars. I never talked to the universe. I talked to the Lord. Right.
Yeah.
But he said in Genesis 1:14, he says, I put the sun, moon, and stars in the heavens for signs, seasons, days, and years. He put them there for us, just like with the wise men. And for some reason, I never thought about it because we were not at the Great Awakening. Remember the Lord Jesus said, you know, go into all the world and preach the gospel, you know, and there would be a day when there'd be a great awakening, like the dead bones, you know, rising up, you know, the foot bone connected to the ankle bone, right? We're hearing the word of the Lord and we're all rising up at the same time, you know, generally.
Yep.
Anyway, so what happened though, was I began to realize with the Bethlehem star, that was certainly not something that was evil.
Right.
With the wise men, we do that every Christmas. We talk about that every Christmas. And so I found it on Stellarium. If you don't know the Stellarium app, you've got to get it. It's
that?
So cool.
Yeah. So how do you spell that?
Like stellar, like Stellar, S-T-E-L-L-A-R.
Okay.
Stellar, I-U-M, Stellarium, I-U-M, .org. And you can download an online planetarium. Wow. And so you don't have to believe what I say, okay? You can go check it out for yourself. And so what I didn't know was that the wandering, what they call the wandering stars, Jupiter, Venus, Mars, Saturn, what am I missing? Mercury, did I say Mercury? They do loops. They do loops in the heavens. And if you find, when you find the Bethlehem star, which is actually, I want to say June 14th, like -1, it's on my biblical astronomy playlist, okay? Mm-hmm. And you can, but to learn how to do it, you've got to go into azimuthal mount, but whatever. I need to do a video just showing people how to do that. But anyway, so it does this loop around the paw of Leo, the regal star. It's called Regulus. It's the king star, the king constellation. This is way up here, where it says on the top right on number 9. Mm-hmm. That is the regal star. And that was what made the Bethlehem star. But this whole picture, right, of what you're seeing around on the screen now, this was a sign that we were given September 23rd, 2017. This was almost a year after President Trump was elected. Mm-hmm. This is during the Feast of Tabernacles. Anyway, it's during one of the Hebrew festivals is when this happened. And then a month later is when we started to get a lot of intel. Okay. From 17. Mm-hmm. All right. So this is right here. Each of the constellations, and I didn't know this until now. Okay. So on my playlist, I have one called the Heavenly Storybook, and that tells you what each of the constellations means from the Bible. Okay. The biblical meaning that the Lord has for each one of these. And you'll love it because Virgo is not a horoscope. It's not about that. It's about this is the virgin bride, the pure bride of Christ, the lovely ones who love the Lord. Oh, wow. Did you pull up Stellarium? Cool.
Yep.
Colton did. I know he's an incredible producer.
Colton, the producer. Yay. On the fly.
Colton. That's so awesome. Okay. So while we're here, go put your cursor over on the far left of the screen.
Okay.
A menu will come up. At first you're like, how do you operate in here?
Yeah.
You've got a little, there's a menu at the bottom.
Yep. Am I looking for the search bar?
Yeah, there's going to be a bar on the left and on the right that'll appear when you just put your cursor there. I don't know. It may be off the screen
It's off the screen. I see what you're talking about. What am I looking for?
Yeah. Okay. We just can't see it. Okay. Yeah. So then you can, anyway, there are videos online where you can learn how to do it. It's super, super cool. All right. So back to this beautiful sign that we had September 23rd.
Which again is of God. It's not of the devil. You know, it's kind of funny how the church will vacate these things like, well, God intends you to be poor. And it's like, well, the first thing he did, he gave his son gold.
Yeah.
Thank you. I love that.
The wise men with all of these gifts.
It's like how can we build a theology that contradicts the actions of God himself?
Right.
You know, if that's his demonstration of how he cares for his son, and we are the sons of God as well. And so, mm-hmm. It's funny how we can, maybe because you're in a season of lack, it's like, well, then this must be God's will, the stars in the heaven. Like, well, that's not for us. That's for,
it's kind of like, you have a $100 bill and there's a counterfeit $100 bill. It's not like we stop using money because somebody made a counterfeit $100 bill. That makes no sense whatsoever,
Right.
And same thing here. I love what you're showing us here because you said, I remember talking to you about it in Tampa. You said it before we even started our call today. You were talking about how much hope this brings you. And I think that's really important for the body of Christ to understand.
This is what keeps you from hiding behind your water heater in the basement praying, for
God to come back and rescue. It does. And I'll tell you why. Okay. It's so important. So everybody really, really, it's so cool. So if you don't hear anything else I talk about, definitely hear this. Okay. This is from Revelation 12. I know it's really, really tiny over on the far right. You might not be able to read it, but I'll read it to you. There appeared a great wonder in heaven. And that's from the constellations that the Lord put there for us. Okay. A woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet. You see that the sun is on her shoulders and the moon is under her feet. And there was 12 stars on her head. Okay, you see, and it was Leo is 9, and then 3 more came into alignment. This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. Remember that? When the moon is in the whatever, it's got the 3 star and they all come into alignment. That was really what that song was about. Anyway, so there was 12 stars on her head because 9 plus 3 is 12, right? So this is actually Nefertiti's crown. They knew this back in the day, but they have hidden this from us. I think this is part of why they burned that library. They just didn't want us to know any of this information. And she was being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pained to be delivered. This is so cool. Okay, so I'm going out in my yard, you guys, and I don't, you know, before this happened, I'm like, Lord, okay, it's time for you to help me to know how to find these constellations. Because before, I just thought they were pretty and twinkly. And mm-hmm. I couldn't ever find any of the constellations. And so if you go to that Stellarium app, you'll be able to identify them. You go outside, whatever, or there's another Skyview app. You can do it on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, super cool. And so then when you're looking at them, then I was able to see them with my own eyes, and I was able to see Jupiter enter that square in that little square of Virgo right there. Jupiter, which is the Christ star, again, the same one from the Bethlehem star, it entered into her womb on an amazing day, one of our favorite days of all of our lives. I think I mentioned this to you guys. Do you remember me telling you that? I don't know if I told you that or not. It was on the day President Trump was elected.
Oh, that's right. I remember you saying that.
November 8th, 2016?
11-8. Yeah, uh-huh. 2016. And then it did the loop. It went all the way down. It was like it was just about to leave leave that square. And it went around. It turned around. And I saw this. Guys, I'm serious. I saw this with my own eyes. My husband's like, come in the house. There's going to be snakes. I'm like, I got to see this. I'll risk it.
I doubt that's what your husband sounds like. That's probably a pretty terrible impersonation. Has your husband heard you do an impersonation of him before? That was awful.
No, that's not a dick. He is so calm.
Wow.
He is not at all. It's just such amazing. I'm so glad I have Mr. Wonderful.
You need to honor that man with a better impersonation.
I need to do better than that. Yeah. Don't let him
know. Yeah, we won't tell him.
He sounded like a squealing little 6-year-old girl.
Anyway, but he did not want me out there with the snakes. But anyway, I had to see it, and I did see it. And so, you know, I can attest to this happening. But okay, so I've looked all through Stellarium. You will never see that sign, that exact sign, ever before or after. Okay. So why does that get me all excited? Well, clearly this is talked about in Revelation, that you'll see this great wonder. Mm-hmm. Okay. So then if you look, actually it's talked about in Matthew 24, and it's called the sign of the Son of Man.
Okay.
Clearly it's a woman giving birth, mm-hmm. right? She's having a son. Okay. And it says, when you see, I'm going to try to recite it. I think it says Matthew 24, verse 30 and 31. I don't have a song, but it says, when you see the sign of the Son of Man, you will see the Son of Man coming in power and glory, and all the nations will mourn, and he will send forth his angels with a great trumpet blast and gather his chosen ones or his elect from the four corners of the earth. What have we seen? What have we seen? We have seen
a lot of mourning
up all over the world, mm-hmm. right? We've seen that people, you heard the trumpet blast. I heard the trumpet blast. People all over the world have heard this trumpet blast. He's gathered us together. Now, there are some who are still asleep or some people who are just now waking up, but he has awakened us for a purpose to not just have this information to learn about it, but to fight, right? And that's why it talks about in Revelation 14, just 2 chapters later, it talks about the 144,000, those who are chosen to be fighters mm-hmm. in this great day of battle. And that's what makes, you know, it keeps me excited because I know there's no doubt. There's no way you and I could talk in all day long. And I couldn't wake people up like this, where they're like, I've got to fight today and I've got to fight tomorrow and every day until we get this battle won. So that's what the Lord gave us, this sign, that this is the sign that this is the end of the beast. Okay. So this is the book with a new title because they took down my other one. Mm-hmm. They take down everything I do. They always take it down, but this is it. End times. It's the end of them, not of us. That's the thing I want you to remember. Like I said, if you don't hear anything else, this is the Lord gave us this sign that this is what's going to happen. And we're entering into 1,000 years of peace. And the reason why is because those who have done this evil, as I sang that little song before, they'll be cast out. The beast and the false prophet, because there are some who have hijacked God's own house. Mm-hmm. That's what the false prophet is. They've hijacked the very house of God. They've hijacked the seminaries. So they hid some of this information from us. Sometimes it's not what they tell you, it's what they don't tell you. Mm-hmm. So we're going to enter into 1,000 years of peace where we'll have health and wealth. It says our lives will even extend to where we live 1,000 years. I'm telling you, that's what it says. I didn't make it up.
So it says finally the truth about end times is revealed.
It is.
And so you, when did you start studying Revelations?
Okay. So after I woke up, and then I began to search, you know, I found out that like the Clinton, you know, about the WikiLeaks and the hot dogs in the White House. And I found out about the Clintons and the Bushes and the MENA, Arkansas, and all this was going on. I'm like, they're best friends and they're in cahoots. I began to search. And at that point, this was just about the sign of the Son of Man. And I didn't know what to, you know, it was hard to find truth at that point. Mm-hmm. It was really, really hard. But then we started getting the posts from 17, and that really helped to bring us together and for us to be able to, you know, find out what you don't know. You don't know what you don't know. Giving us a little clue here and a little mm-hmm. clue there, right? And all of a sudden, I told one of my good buddies, I said, I think this is Revelation. Because again, I've got so much scripture memory. I was like, my head was like, right?
Pieces together.
Yes, all the puzzle pieces were coming together. And so she and I went to this convention thinking I would get answers. I looked on YouTube, didn't find answers there. The thing is, I'm not controlled by anybody except the Lord. That's all the only one I want to control me. No one's telling me what I can and cannot say. Clearly, they tried and they have to just turn my channel off, right?
You started saying it somewhere else.
Yeah. Then you just poke up someplace else. Yeah.
I'm still going to say it. Yeah. So it's just there's a fire in my belly to say this stuff. But anyway, so I began to piece it together. And so I went and I got this really cool book. It's in my cupboard, whatever. But it had the book of Revelation and it was almost empty. It was really a good book because it just had every verse of Revelation. They said, first of all, read Revelation 3 times. Just read it back to back. Okay, I did that. And I still didn't understand mm-hmm. because I was looking at it through the lens of what we've been told and not just, you know, it's so hard to come out of the deception. As I was saying, the devil who deceived them, he's deceived us. He's tricked us. Don't be surprised that you were tricked because we've all been tricked. Mm-hmm. Okay, so then it said to write down every verse and what kind of just what your thoughts are on each verse. So I did that. And, you know, and also like on the two witnesses, I don't know if you remember me talking about that, but it says that one of the witnesses can shut up the sky so it doesn't rain. Well, if you don't know the Bible, you might not know that that's pointing to Elijah. Mm-hmm. Remember?
Yep.
When he was fighting the Baal worshipers, he shut up the heavens so it didn't rain. Mm-hmm. And so that reminded me, I was like, that reminds me of Elijah. And he says, well, someone shuts up the water so that they turn to blood. The waters turn to blood. Well, who does that remind you of?
Moses.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so you're like, okay, who does Elijah represent? He represents the church, basically the religious institutions. And who does the Moses remind you of? He represents the state. Mm-hmm. So it's the church and the state, and they're dead in the streets because they have been useless in bringing righteousness on the earth. Right. They have not done the job that they were intended for. Mm-hmm. The church and the state, you know, that's just a fact. It's just for one reason or 10. Okay. But then the famous 11:11, the 11:11 that we see all the time, what does it mean? It says on the front of the shirt, it says, this is biblical. On the back, it says Revelation 11:11, it says, God breathed life into them and they stood up. Mm-hmm. That is what humanity is doing. And what are we doing? We're going to cast them out. That's what the whole thing is about the 234,000 sealed indictments. You know, when you see there's 234,000 sealed indictments, 20,000 in Texas alone, you know, they're not me and you. Mm-hmm. It's people who've done some bad stuff and right. They're going to be held to an account just like God promised.
There is a moaning in the earth for accountability and justice. People are so hungry for, like, you see these things. You mentioned that whole laundry list of names a minute ago from the, you know, the crooks that came from Arkansas and all these different people. And it's like, how come the bad guys tend to get away with everything? And then, you know, somebody could, you know, jaywalk on January 6th at the Capitol, and they're you know, put in solitary confinement in Gitmo or something. You know, it's like this unbalanced, like people are so hungry. They're crying out to the Lord for justice.
Yep.
And then the scripture says, justice is mine, saith the Lord. And it's like, okay, then where are you? Where's this justice? They're so hungry for that. What is your answer to that question?
Well, there's a couple of things. And one is that we had to see it. We had to see that Congress was useless, that they work for the corporation. They don't work. They're not really representing us. We had to see this, the Supreme Court. We're not going to be able to get right, you know, justice there. I'm just sorry. It's a bitter pill. Yep. It's a tough pill, but we had to all collectively see it. We had to see that they would try to lock us down with a pandemic, or basically a plandemic. Mm-hmm. We had to see that they would try to force us to take some shot. We had to see it, because if someone said, "Oh, well, they're going to try to do this," we'd be, "You're a conspiracy theorist," you know. When we see it, then as you said, David, people are calling upon the Lord, saying, "Lord, rescue us." And yeah, certainly will He. Well, when I went to this thing, I read Habakkuk 2, and it was like I was up on the mic screaming Habakkuk 2. It says, "If it tarries, wait for it will surely come, and it will not be delayed." Amen. So the Lord is going to do this. He's mm-hmm. promised, and nothing that He says will ever fail. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I would have to say that his anointed is Donald J. Trump. Mm-hmm. His name is Trump, as in yep. trumpet. Yep. The sign is that, you know, on the day of his election was when this sign started. And so there's no doubt this is going to happen. I can't tell you a timeline of when, but we are in hold on to your seats, everybody. This is Armageddon. This is Armageddon. It's not with guns. It's not with tanks. It's not in some war where they make money off of our death. It is where we are rising up, and we're shooting with truth bullets. Mm-hmm. And so we had to see it. And it's just that he will have justice. He will bring justice on the earth. And part of it is just we have to wait on his perfect timing, like that weaned child.
It's interesting because Hosea 14 basically says that same thing about that he's going to rescue us, that he will come in. And it's interesting because in my quiet time, he keeps bringing me back to that. Same with my sister. She keeps bringing that up. And it's true, like what you're saying, it is going to happen, period. We don't know the time and exactly when, but we do know it is going to happen.
I will tell you one kind of cool thing.
Come on.
There was checkmate on May. I have a video called May 23rd checkmate. And it was kind of cool because Pompeo did one the day I posted it. He tweeted out checkmate.
Really?
I think I'm onto something.
You're like, yeah. Okay. Woohoo.
So this is May 23rd was Pentecost. Mm-hmm. And I don't have right over there. Were y'all with me when we were counting the Omer?
Yes.
Watched you each day. You had a little more.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. We counted the Omer.
The Feast of Harvest.
We realized it's America, right?
Yeah.
So that was okay. So in the Hebrew festivals, what happens is you count the Omer, and then they say, okay, you realize this is the year of Jubilee. And at that point, you have to start getting everything set right. All the captives have to be set free. All the money has to be paid back. All the land has to be restored. Everything needs to be sorted out. And it has to be done by the Day of Atonement, the fall festival, when they proclaim liberty, you know, throughout the land. Okay, that's on the Day of Atonement.
When is
it
that?
Yeah, when is that? It's in the fall?
Somebody, Colton, look, is it the 15th of September?
Okay.
I'm just telling you what the Bible says. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just know that that's what it says.
So the thing we need to look up is called the Day of Atonement.
So, for 2021.
For 2021.
Yes. And y'all have got to see my Jubilee video because it's basically Gesara, G-E-S-A-R-A, right? Y'all know about Gesara. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about the people who are listening.
The listeners,
right?
Yep.
Yes. And so that is basically Jubilee. And I was able to decode Jubilee. Oh my goodness. This was one of those ones it was actually not on the first book. I don't know if you have the first edition, but it was on the second. Okay. What day is it? September? Like September
15th. 15th. That's what you said.
I was
Tell
right.
her the good job.
Yeah, don't ever question yourself.
That's impressive.
You got a supercomputer. You got an Apple M1 chip up there, you know? You're like,
For our listeners that don't know, can you say about Jubilee, because that's 50 years, and what that was in the Bible, what that looked like? And then you were talking about Jasara. So can you, if our listeners don't know.
Right. So that's basically the promise. Every 50 years, all the debts would be paid. All the land would be restored. All the captives would be freed. Everything would be set right. Now, if you remember when Nehemiah came back after the Babylonian captivity, he did it. Mm-hmm. He did it. There were nine more jubilees after that. And when Jesus came in at the after nine more jubilees, on the 10th jubilee, he was basically coming into Jerusalem, getting ready to say, they thought he was going to pronounce Jubilee. He was going to, you know, just like he'd been, you know, feeding the 5,000 and he'd been raising the dead and all that. They said, he's going to come in here. He's going to take back all the stuff we stole. Mm-hmm. But they said nothing doing. He was cut off. Remember this? I think it's Daniel 9. And so he was cut off, but not for himself. Remember that passage? That whole thing is talking about Jubilee years, the 60 and 2 and all that. I've got videos on that on my channel. I'm not going to go all into the detail right now, but the point is he wasn't fulfilling Jubilee then. He's fulfilling Jubilee now.
Wow.
This is the year of Jubilee. Now, the year of Jubilee is not necessarily I don't know if it's a calendar year. This is like when they say the day of the Lord. This is the day of the Lord, starting with that sign of the Son of Man. There's no doubt. The Lord gave us a heavenly clock, you know, and that they couldn't mess with, because they could maybe change a word here or there to make it confusing for us to try to understand the Bible. But they can't change the stars. Mm-hmm. And the Lord set this in the heavens, and there's no changing it. And just so you know, they know about it. Like you were saying earlier, Stacey, they know about this because on the Grammys, I want to say 2016, Beyonce acted the role of the Queen of Heaven. She was in a chair and she leaned back and she's got the 24 elders, girls, and they were doing it, but they were using it in vain. That's what it means to take the Lord's name in vain. They took the Lord's word in vain.
Ooh, that's a dangerous place to be.
Girl, ooh. And you got to go back and listen to it, because at the end she's like, yes, all these girls, thousands of girls have raised their arms.
Wow.
And says it'll be glorious. And I'm just going, oh my goodness, this is demonic.
Yeah.
So what they thought they knew that this whole pandemic and stuff was coming. They thought that this sign meant that it was the end of us. It's the end of them.
Wow.
It's the end of them. How about that?
Man.
And so freedomforce.live, people can find you there. And then we also put your Telegram on there, so people can be able to find you there as well. This will be an ongoing thing. I think you've realized for Flyover Family, we led you to a doorway to a whole nother world of data and information and research. And you know, for those of you that are like, man, I'm working 18 hours a day at my job. How do I keep up with all this stuff and learn? Well, somebody's done the heavy lifting for you. And, Melissa's got it all laid out. She has it in her book as well, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. Mm-hmm. You can find
that. And I have the audio book too. So you don't even have to read it.
You read yourself.
You're reading it.
You're the narrator.
Yeah.
Did you ask Morgan Freeman if he was available? He said no. And then you just did it.
Well, what? The problem was Morgan said he didn't know how it sounded in my head.
Okay. There you go. Yeah.
But don't forget, tell about your Telegram. You're on Telegram.
Well, because of you. You're probably like the fifth person in a few days to be like, hey, you need to be on Telegram. I don't know, Colt, if you can pull that up or not, but show you. But I am now an official Telegrammer.
Give me five, dude.
And I couldn't figure out how to do
Melissa's
it.
And Melissa's your coach.
And to turn things on and stuff. And so I don't know if you ever considered yourself a coach of technology, a guru in that area.
We have to figure
area.
It out.
Yeah.
You just get in there and you just keep punching buttons till it works, right?
That's what we're doing. So we called Melissa one night and we're like, hey, we started this thing up, but I can only have to turn on the chat so people can comment on the posts and all this kind of stuff. I didn't want to do Telegram really because it's like, it felt like it's like you're throwing balls over the wall to somebody, you know, and it wasn't, I didn't feel like it connected. But then when you added the chat feature so people make comments, I can really interact with them. That became a lot of fun. So you can search Flyover Conservatives on Telegram. You can find me that way. And we have a chats channel and you know, the regular channel. So it's pretty exciting, pretty fun. Exciting. We're enjoying that. Melissa, what is kind of your parting word? We started early on with there's a sense of foreboding and some fear. And I don't even know if maybe even at the end of this, if you could give a word of encouragement, maybe if we can just kind of pray over
that's
the listeners.
That's what I was thinking too.
And just end this with a word of prayer, because
always.
Because, you know, when you put your eyes towards God, you're like, okay, that is my source. I'm okay because of him and my connection there. I'm not okay because of this author or this politician or this other thing.
The audit. Like,
yeah.
Exactly.
Like,
nope.
Like all those things are good and you want to watch that. Oh, now we got Beyonce.
Yeah that's what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. See if you can find that chair. See if they can find that chair real quick, Colton, where she's leaning back in that chair. Because that's basically what Virgo looks like.
I don't even know if it's legal to say this. I might get taken off of YouTube for saying this, but I'm going to say it anyway. I'm not a big fan of Beyonce.
No.
No.
I don't think even reporters are even allowed to even say, the media, journalists, even anybody's even allowed to say anything other than, you know, she's a,
you're kidding.
No.
You are kidding, right?
Mm-mm. No, I'm 100% serious with that. I was kidding about
that you're not a fan.
Myself, because I'm not. But I don't know. Well, just Google, do your own research. See if you can find any reporter, New York Times, anywhere, any
that's it.
Saying anything bad about Beyonce.
Yeah. And then,
she's the most talented musician and she was person pregnant. Of all time.
She was pregnant at the time.
Oh my gosh.
Intentionally.
Wow.
You know, for this very thing. All right. So the Jesus thing I want to tell everyone is, you know, you hear Bible people like, be reading your Bible, you know, and I'm not telling you as a rule, it's not for that. It's to hear and to listen and to say, Lord, speak to me and help me to understand what's, you know, read this in the light of what we're seeing right now going on. And I'll give you a little clue. When it talks about Israel, that's us. That's God's people. Mm-hmm. When you read that promise that it says for Israel, it's talking to you. That's your promise. Don't let them take.
Yes. I'll take a promise.
Hijacked all that stuff from us. And we are the scattered tribes, you guys. I'm going to tell you that I think America's the tribe of Manasseh. We are Joseph's Omer, the bundle of grain that was going to rescue all of humanity, just like Joseph did, saved all of his brothers. Mm. That's what our role is. So be in the Word and just ask him. That's what I do all the time. If I'm reading Habakkuk or if I'm reading Hosea, like you were saying, whatever it is, and like, this is happening right now.
Yeah. Mm. Yes.
And so you know that the Lord's promise is sure and amen. There's no doubt about it.
I love it.
Well,
is that a good parting word?
It is a good parting word. It is hopeful. I firmly believe our best days are ahead. That God has,
no doubt about
has a plan. The justice is going to be served.
Yep.
And I'm not blinking on that.
A thousand. Mm-hmm. A thousand of them.
Yeah.
Guys, our lives are going to start to extend and extend and extend.
Well, once obviously you believe you wrote a book about it.
Yeah,
I'm
for
sorry.
Sure.
Yeah,
I mean, right. You're all in, committed like a pig.
Well, look at Melania is millennial kingdom. Melania means millennial kingdom.
Well, Melissa,
anyway, go ahead.
Let's wrap us up just a word of prayer, real quick. Just for those of you that are discouraged, that are like, oh, this has dragged on too long. It's like, you know, I mean, you got to think. Even if a bank robber got two blocks away, they're still guilty. Of a robbery and a crime. They're going to continue pursuing. It doesn't mean it's over. If they got 2 miles away, it doesn't mean that it's over. Justice is mine, saith the Lord, and it is coming. And when this story is told, you got to ask yourself, do you want your memories of it to be that you stayed in faith and kept your eyes on the Lord, or that you put your faith on man and your own mental chatter and let the devil steal from you the fact that you're alive in one of the most incredible times in all of world history? And that you were chosen and honored to be alive right now. Mm. You know, you weren't alive 1,000 years ago. Like right now is this amazing time. And if you're watching this, you're alive in the middle of it. So choose gratitude, choose thankfulness, and choose hope, and then let your emotions catch up.
Dude.
Do not be ruled by your emotions in this time.
Give me one.
It's too good of a time.
So good.
This is too good of a time to be full of fear, to be full of doubt, to be whining, to be a coward, to be a chicken, to be hiding. under your bed or behind the water heater. This is a time to roar. It's a time to wake up. It's a time to be a bright light to wake up others, like Melissa's doing. So Melissa, can you just give us a prayer as we wrap up here?
And ask the Lord, let's ask the Lord what he wants you to do. When you are smack dab in the middle of what he wants you to do, you are filled with joy.
Love it.
So, and I will tell you this, that being on the school board is not my favorite thing. It is not easy. It is not fun. But I do it, and he says, "Atta girl."
That's really good.
That's all I need to see is his smile and his "atta girl."
That is right? so good.
Let's pray. Ready?
Let's do it.
Lord, I thank you for just what you are doing on this earth in this day, and that we are on this earth to be able to be a part of it. And as David was just saying, let's just be right smack dab right where you want us to be, doing what you want us to do. We're not going to complain. We're not going to lose sight of what you're doing. We're just going to keep our eyes completely focused on you. And we thank you for your word. And it's all right there. We just missed it. We didn't understand. So Lord, help us to decode, understand what's really, really going on. And so we can be filled with hope and confidence and faith. And then we can sprinkle that on everybody else and splash that onto others. Lord, thank you for all that you're revealing to us. And Lord, when things get heavy and we uncover something and it's very worrisome or scary or whatever, we just put that in your hands and we ask you to use us somehow to correct that, to change that, to be the change that and to just follow your lead, Lord. Guide us. You promised to guide us into all truth. And I know you have and you will. And for those who are still asleep, Lord, we just pray again that you'll pour out your spirit on them. We know there many of them are afraid. They are just confused. Some of them are just completely asleep. So we just pray you would go and blast that trumpet a little bit louder until they really hear it and they wake up. And Lord, we pray that every mouth will be stopped and all will become accountable to you. Mm-hmm. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that you are Lord to the glory of God the Father. We thank you that we will see that with our own eyes, that this earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters fill the sea. You say that nation will not rise against nation and we won't learn more anymore. I thank you, Lord, that they will bring our children back to us on their shoulders, as you promised in Isaiah, that we will have so much that we will have plenty to have for ourselves and to share, and that our lives will extend to even to 1,000 years. The promises are amazing. We just cannot wait to see it. But until then, keep giving us the courage. We only can do this by your grace, Lord, and give us the words to say in that very hour. Give us whatever we need. And we pray your blessing on every one of the patriots, especially like those who are like on the front lines. We just thank you for our President Trump. We pray for all those who are fighting so hard to expose the truth. Bless them, strengthen them, provide every need. We pray all these things in your great name, King Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We could talk to you all day long. You are so much fun. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your encouragement. Thank you thank you for stewarding your hope in a way that you had an abundance to share with us.
Yes.
Thank you. You guys are amazing. I'm so glad to get to know you.
Thank you.
Buddy David. Dave, good shout out to David Winnie. He was the one who told me to connect with you guys.
Somehow he got us connected.
So we just keep connecting, just like it always.
We actually met him at Waffle House in Tulsa. He is a great guy.
Yeah. It's the best place to meet the best people, Waffle House.
Right.
We love it.
All right.
Well,
Flyover family, we just encourage you to stay encouraged, to stay full of hope, to steward, protect your hope like a little birthday candle that you're putting a shield around. Protect it. Choose it.
Absolutely. So we bless you to wake up, speak up, and show up. We just bless you also to know how important you are. Your voice is important. And we just declare hope over you and over your family. Have a great day, and we'll see you back here next time.
Make it a great day, guys. Bye-bye.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Flyover Conservatives podcast with David and Stacey Whited. Please subscribe, hit the notification bell, and leave us a comment below. Lastly, if you enjoyed today's podcast, share with those who came to mind. Be blessed and make it a great day.